And now to conclude this talk, this is 1 hour, almost to the dot, that I've been talking to you. I think I may have brought this image here 2 years ago, but it's one that struck me and seems to me the essential image of living one's life in the Western mode, of the antithetical mask, finding it, having the courage of it. It has to do with the Cuesta del Saint Graal, which is an early 13th century Grail romance composed by an anonymous Cistercian. We don't know who it was. And there's a moment there in Arthur's banquet hall where all the knights are assembled, and Arthur would not let people start to eat until an adventure had occurred. Well, in those days, adventures were rather normal, and so people didn't go hungry. And they were waiting for this day's adventure, and it did indeed occur. It occurred in the way of the Grail showing itself, but it was covered with a great radiant cloth, and then withdrew. And all were ravished, sat there in awe. Finally, Gawain, Arthur's nephew, stood up and he says, I propose a vow to this company that we should all go in quest of that Grail to behold it unveiled. And now we come to the text that interested me. The text said they thought it would be a disgrace to go forth in a group. Each entered the forest, adventurous, at that point which he himself had chosen, where it was darkest and there was no way or path. Because where there's a way or path, it is someone else's path. And each human being is a unique phenomenon. I think it's something like 18,000 million cells in the brain alone. There are no two brains alike. There are no two hands alike. There are no two human beings alike. You can take your instructions and your guidances from others, but you must find your own path. And this is the quality of the European spirit, which for other cultures is so silly and romantic. What is it we are questing for? It's the fulfillment of that which is potential, and it's potential in ourselves. And in questing for it, it's not an ego trip. It is an adventure to bring to fulfillment that which is to be your gift to the world, which is yourself. There's nothing you can do that's more important than being fulfilled. You become a sign, you become a signal. And this is, I say, the way to find and live and become the realization of your own personal myth. With that, I will close the main part of the lecture, and I'd be delighted to take questions for as long as you want. No, I won't say as long as you want to ask them, but until I collapse here.
Listening to Personal Myths, the fifth talk in the series entitled Man and Myth. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information about the works of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, 1-800-330-MYTH. Or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.
This has been a HighBridge Audio presentation.